Female-dominated industries have been hit hard in the pandemic, namely retail and hospitality. Jobs will be hard to find in those sectors once the recovery happens, with predictions they'll undergo a structural change. The group Tradeswomen Australia hopes it might prompt some women to think about taking up a trade, and perhaps that young women will choose that instead of going to uni. One of Australia's first registered female builders who has a long history of philanthropy is Susan Alberti. She's patron of Tradeswomen Australia. Susan Alberti, thank you so much for joining AM. How many women are tradies, and why do you want to see more women taking up a trade instead of, say, going to university?
I don't have the actual numbers in the trades, but I can tell you there's only 2% of all tradespeople in Australia that are women. And the reason why I'm so passionate about this is because I was in the building industry myself for about 45 years in the 60s and 70s and 80s, and there was not a woman, not a single woman, whether it be builder or tradesperson. And university is not everything. We've got lots of students going to university, coming out with a degree of some, you know, they've qualified with some degree, but they haven't got a job to go to. And there are so many opportunities for women out there now in the workforce, and it'll improve when this pandemic is over. There'll be lots and lots of work for tradespeople, and there's such an opportunity for women coming up very soon that I can't see why not. Why can't women now be employed in the building industry when, after all, five times more women are unemployed than men?
A recent report said that social misconceptions were a big problem in attracting more women to the sector. Views like women aren't equally capable of doing a trade and they'll be harassed. How do you tackle all of that?
I don't agree with that whatsoever. The same thing was said to me about women's football. Women can't play at the same skill levels as men, and they haven't got the physical attributes to be able to play football. They adjust, they adapt. We've got lots of women within the AFLW who are tradespeople, doing carpentry, brickwork, electric, plumbing. They're all doing those jobs right now.
The federal government is talking about a big infrastructure focus in the pandemic recovery, and I guess we'll learn about what they've got planned in 4 weeks to help create jobs. Typically, a lot of infrastructure jobs are in male-dominated industries. How worried are you that women will miss out?
Oh, look, I'm not worried at all. I just think that it's out there now. We've got to keep talking about it. The women are there. They want to be involved. They want to go and do the courses and become the tradespeople that they can be. We just got to keep talking about it.
Susan Alberti, thanks for talking to AM.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
That's Susan Alberti, the patron of Tradeswomen Australia.